Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Welcome to today's Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. We are going to be covering for the Facebook Live on the Country Doctor Nutritional Center page, as well as simultaneously recording for our Total Wellness Radio podcast. We would greatly appreciate it if you haven't had a chance to subscribe. Welcome, Rita. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you haven't had a chance
Happy
to subscribe, yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year to everybody. And hopefully it's a blessed and prosperous, healthy, filled year ahead of us all. So we are recording simultaneously for the Total Wellness Radio podcast. And, you know, I was looking the other day, and there's over 12 different, hey, Lynn, thanks for joining us, platforms that carry the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've just broke what I consider to be another milestone. At least it's exciting to know that the information is getting out to people. Over 70,000 downloads.
Wow.
Of our ongoing series on Total Wellness Radio. And over a dozen countries that are receiving information. So it's been, it's been a real joy, and it's been more of a privilege, I think.
Absolutely.
To be able to bring you our information, obviously the cumulative information from folks that we have been sharing this information. Hey, John. John and Selena, I think. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in. It's been a lot of fun over the years, and I think Craig and I look forward to many more.
We've been doing it for, 3 years now? 4 years?
The podcast has been around for about, it's going in its fifth season.
Mm.
And as of yesterday or the day before, I just posted episode 3, I want to say either 388 or 389. So we're excited about being able to bring that to you and share some practical, clinically proven approaches.
Simple approaches also.
Simple things that people can do to really take advantage of the things that God has made very plentiful for us all to plug into,
mm-hmm.
and just use and develop some better habits around. You know, in this country, people are not taught to look at food with any other purpose than pleasure. Hey, Shell. Good afternoon. You know, they don't look at food as having any other purpose than that it's pleasing to the mouth.
Mm-hmm. You know? And unfortunately, that's not the way that food's supposed to be designed.
Yeah. In fact, I'm glad you said the word designed. It reminds me that most of your large food corporations do not have chefs or nutritionists that design and put together their products. These are chemical scientists who are coming up with amazing things like MSG and aspartame and all the other different hundreds of substances that make something look good, have an amazing texture and smell, and taste good.
And last long.
And last a long time on a shelf. Yeah, they're engineered to do that. So breaking away from that and making better choices over time and developing those new habits is clearly one of the things that we spend the majority of our time talking about. And today's discussion is going to touch on something that we see that must be addressed with every client,
mm-hmm.
that walks through the doors: digestion. Healthy, happy, harmonious digestion.
Yep.
We know from our experience that if a person's dealing with excess, what are the
gas, heartburn,
bloating and nausea.
Bloating and nausea.
Yeah. Gas, heartburn, bloating, and nausea. Those four indicators. In fact, for those of you who come to us on a regular basis, you know that that's part of our ongoing evaluation process,
yes,
to determine what needs to be done, and then execute on those resources to get you there. We prefer approaching it from a dietary standpoint first, right?
Absolutely.
Supplement second, right? Diet first. Diet's based on habits. And, you know, one of the first things that comes to mind is the food combining that we talk about. When you look into history of people like Dr. Bernard Jensen, who wrote over 60 books in his lifetime regarding health and wellness, health restoration, illness prevention, and you start, you know, looking into his library online of all the things that he addressed with food, not supplements.
Yes.
Primarily food. You're talking about a gentleman in the 60s and 70s, 80s, 90s, right, who was writing about and had seen in his hands-on experience over 400,000 clients worldwide and share his resources with them. And so, you know, Craig and I are very fortunate. We get to stand basically, and Janet says this a lot, we get to stand on the shoulders of giants.
Yes.
In this industry. They made it possible. Men and women, turn of the century nutritionists, Dr. Royal Lee and V.E. Irons and John Christopher and more modern folks that are still around, people like Dick Versendahl and John Brimhall, my father, master herbalist, who started working in this area in the 70s. You know, Dr. Samuel Young and Freddie Ulin, his resources. I mean, there's so many. Dr. Michael Gaeta, just down south of here. You know, there's so many people doing such amazing work to capture the resources and then present them to people in a very simple, easy-to-apply manner so that we can develop these long-term habits and restore our health. And Jensen was just one of the many that I think of when he talks about food combining. So in talking about the digestive aspects, improper food combining is one of the things that we have to evaluate and look at.
It's one of the biggest problems that people have.
Yeah.
They don't.
We didn't used to be able to have 17 different food groups at one time.
At one sitting, you wouldn't have. Yeah. A lot of carbohydrates mixed with a lot of proteins. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the ancient world got to eat what they either killed or they picked randomly.
Mm-hmm. You know, what they could gather.
What they could gather.
Yep.
In other words, they were hunter-gatherers.
Yep.
And when they'd find a patch of ground that had carrots in it, that's what they had to eat.
Yeah,
was the carrots, and if they were lucky, the hunters would bring in some kind of meat for them.
Yeah. Hey, Diane, thanks for joining us.
We have gotten to the point to where, you know, it's funny, like with Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, you know. There are so many different types of foods, and you know, we try a little bit of each one on a big plate, and we end up putting so much different stuff in us that our bodies actually have to pull blood to our guts.
Try and get the pH reset.
Yeah, try to get everything set to where it can break these foods down. And people wonder why they pass out on the couch.
Yeah.
Well, it's not from tryptophan, folks.
Digestive overload.
It's digestion. Digestive overload. It actually pulls blood from the brain.
Yeah.
To help with the digestion. So it makes us sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the most important things that we do here is we help people to get enzymes.
Yeah.
You know, because so many of our foods today are picked early and they're shipped thousands of miles and then they have to sit on a shelf for a period of time to be bought and then brought home and either sat on a counter or put in a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they can do that is if they have genetically engineered them to not have the enzymes in them that break them down.
Well, it's the genetic engineering really is more geared towards producing a certain size crop every single time and built-in factors for, you know, herbicide, pesticide, etc. And the picking of the green is no different than a baby who's prematurely born. It mm-hmm. does not fully developed. And part of the development of fruits and vegetables, things that are harvested, has to be centered around, if it's picked ripe and ready to eat, then it's complete.
Yeah,
it's full of what it needs.
It has all the enzymes and natural things in it to help our bodies actually digest it.
Yeah, to break it down.
When they pick them early like that, and then we eat these fruits and vegetables, and they don't have the enzymes in them that they're supposed to because they haven't matured the way they're supposed to on a tree.
Yep.
Our pancreases have to produce those enzymes. And that's, and I truly believe that that's one of the reasons why diabetes and hypoglycemia and all of these things is so rampant in this country. It's because as we get a little bit older in life, because of all of these enzymes that our pancreases are having to produce, they get tired.
Get depleted.
They get worn out and depleted. And you know, one of the most important things you can do is to replace some of those enzymes by taking enzymes not only with your meals, but sometimes taking them away from your meals.
Empty stomach.
Just so your body can actually absorb some of those enzymes back into the pancreas. Mm-hmm. You know, because the body will do that. It puts the acids and the enzymes in the gut, in the stomach. And then when it's done breaking things down, it takes back what it needs and holds it for the next time.
Yeah, and there's so much that's been written scientifically about the need for certain aspects, and there's amylase and lipase and protease and hydrochloric acid and bile salts.
Mm-hmm.
These are all emulsifying agents. Okay,
yep.
Now when you think about what happens with digestion, and having proper emulsifiers present, you can break down those meat proteins properly and use building mm-hmm. blocks for muscle and other tissue, connective tissue, for the strength of that tissue. You can break down those sugars properly and utilize them as a fuel and energy, and or store them for future energy. You can break down the fats properly for brain performance, myelin sheath protection, cardiovascular and circulatory health.
As well as energy.
And that's the energy, sure. So when we're eating, and Craig's touching on something that's really important, and it's kind of formulating in my head as we're talking about it. So when you're eating things that are depleted and don't have those emulsifiers, those natural occurring, and you have to deplete them from your body, liver, pancreas, hydrochloric acid pumps in the gut, and you have this delicate balance of purification and emulsification is taking place from the mouth all the way through,
mm-hmm.
then what happens is the body robs from itself to try and get what it can. Give you another story to kind of back that up. There was a couple that several years ago came to Utah and spent several months from Germany. And they moved to Utah to actually live there and learn everything that Dr. Christopher had to teach about cleansing and nourishing the body properly. And this gentleman was there, and he was talking to Dr. Christopher after being with them a couple, 2 or 3 months. He says, you know, when I first started your program, I used to feel hungry a lot, and I would eat 2 or 3 great big meals a day and snack and only have one small to medium type bowel movement, nothing major. He says, since I started your program, I feel more satiated, I have better energy, I'm less hungry, I don't eat near as much food, and I'm having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. Good volume of elimination. How is that possible? Dr. Christopher basically shared with this gentleman that when the system's performing properly,
mm-hmm.
we don't need as much fuel. The body's constantly looking for fuel, and if the bowel cleanse, you know, they mm-hmm. take them through, the bowel and the liver can't function properly, there's congestion and mucus and catarrh and buildup, these false encasements and mucosal linings from the standard American diet, that the enzymes aren't present to break these things down and get them through, then the person feels constantly hungry, they need more fuel, mm-hmm. they put on weight, they don't have much elimination, the body's trying to grab what it can from these foods, and it's just not able to function the way it was designed. So with the right enzymes present, the right food combining, when I say food combining, Dr. Jensen was talking about, you know, with his 6-2-1-1 food program, he always encouraged people to eat fruit by itself away from other food.
Yes.
Why? Because fruit has a rapid transit time out of the stomach into the gut of about 15 to 20 minutes. But if you're eating that with grains or meats, now you're mixing it in with foods that are designed to have a purification time of anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And these fruits get stuck in here longer than they're supposed to be.
And the sugars start to ferment.
We start seeing internal fermentation, putrefaction of proteins, rancidities of oils from fish and other things that we eat that have an oil substance to them. And these foods don't transit time through that area like they're supposed to.
And part of the reason that happens is because when you eat grains with proteins,
okay,
what it does is the grains tell the pancreas, hey, I need some enzymes. Mm-hmm. Okay, those enzymes are alkaline in nature. Mm-hmm. And then the meats and the fats say, hey, I need some acids.
Hydrochloric acid.
And so the body puts both of those in your gut, in your stomach at the same time, and guess what happens?
Hey, Lydia.
They nullify each other out, and they become
basically inert. They're not being able to perform because
they're not being able to break things down properly.
Yeah.
And when you can't break it down properly, that's when you have all of these gut issues that people are having.
IBS and Crohn's and inflammatory, you know, the IBS, inflammatory bowel syndrome, or, you know, all these different things, GERD, acid reflux,
ulcers,
ulcerative colitis. Mm-hmm. All of these named symptoms are 100% always, every time, without fail, a sign of faulty dietary habits that include foods that are so deficient and replete in things that are necessary, the body's trying to rob from itself, and over an extended period of time, it can't keep up with the demands.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line. And that, and everybody knows that good health starts right here in the gut. Actually, it starts with your habits, and then it influences the gut, right? And the choices that we make, the foods that we eat, and the how hydrated we stay, mm-hmm. how much fiber we're getting in, and things of that nature.
That's how come everything bad that happens inside our bodies starts in the gut.
Yes.
You know, so one of the main things that you need to learn to, and understand is good gut health.
Yep.
And one of the things is, you know, taking enzymes with your meals. If you're eating more meat than most people do,
mm-hmm.
or you know, you're eating more fats with your meats, like you eat the fat with your meat. You want to make sure that you have some good hydrochloric acid enhancers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like betaine hydrochloride.
Yep. Sip a little apple cider vinegar if you're going to have meat a lot. A tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Preferably, we like Bragg's apple cider mm-hmm. vinegar. I just got told today by a client that the apple cider vinegar prices have gone way up. A gallon of apple cider vinegar right now is $26.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So a tablespoon of this in about 8 ounces of room temperature water, small sips, right, throughout the meal helps to prep that stomach for being able to emulsify and break down and maintain a high acidity, so that people can break these things down. Most people who come to us...
Lemon
water can help, yes. Most people that come to us with acid, heartburn, oh, I got terrible heartburn. If it's not because of a hiatal ligament or hiatal hernia stress, then what we're dealing with, actually, is the off-gassing sensation they're feeling from not having enough
high quality acid
in the stomach to break down these things, and all they're getting
and to break them down quickly.
Well, and so break down quickly,
so they don't sit there and bubble and gas off, and then it comes and it leaks through that hiatal valve. Yeah.
Meat still takes half hour, 45 minutes before, you know, so it's not going to happen quickly, but it's not going to happen at all.
Yeah,
if this is all diluted and not taken care of properly, and apple cider vinegar and of course lemon. juice can be very beneficial in helping to bring up those acid areas in the body so that digestion is properly supported. And again, it's just a faulty food system. It's a faulty delivery system of foods to our table mm-hmm. that are nutrient deficient, they're picked green, and they don't have great acid or enzyme quality presence is what's going on. So.
Yeah, I remember when I was growing up, if you left a tomato sitting on the counter for more than a day, it started breaking down
yeah.
and getting real soft and mushy. Today, you can leave a tomato on in a yeah, fruit basket
several
for
days.
Several days or a week.
Yeah.
You know, and that just tells you how much enzyme deficiency there is.
Yeah. So some of the things that we look for, and these are things that you can actually do. We're going to give you some information. The International Foundation for Nutrition and Health, IFNH.org, they do a course in whole food concentrates, whole food mm-hmm. studies. One of the things that they talk about in their material is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Riddler. And Dr. Riddler was a neurologist. He talked about being able to identify right along the rib cage certain aspects of tenderness. So if you were to do an example, and if you push on your elbow, if you kind of push right here, it's pretty neutral. I mean, you can feel it, but it's very neutral. It's very benign. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt. You can kind of push on it. It doesn't really produce much sensation, okay? Well, when you go right off the xiphoid center here and you go down about an inch and a half, 2 inches along these rib cage on the edge of this, and if you find an area that's tender,
Depending on the side,
on the right side of the body is going to be...
This is backwards
right
to you.
Right there. Yeah, it's going to be backwards. Yeah, this is one of the diagrams that's been out there, it's produced for a long time to help kind of identify those. But you can see that on the right side, it's going to again be reversed in your the way you're seeing it. The right side is going to be for enzymes, so things like amylase and protease and lipase. These are found in things like enzymes, digestive remedy, which is a tincture liquid that helps with that type of thing.
Superenzymes
has some, but also superenzymes is going to contain the hydrochloric acid and the ox bile to help as additional emulsifiers for fats and proteins. Mm-hmm. And that would be on this left side of the body. Okay, that's where you're going to find tenderness there. Right side is going to be more enzymes. And you can find enzymes out there. We have them as well that have kind of a broad spectrum approach mm-hmm. that can be taken one or two with every meal. And it can produce an amazing outcome in terms of why we ask the four basic questions. How many bowel movements is a person having every day?
Mm-hmm.
What's your energy production like? Your sleep quality like? And digestive quality. Digestion, gas, bloating, nausea, and heartburn, these are indicators. There's always pattern recognition mm-hmm. in people's inability to perform the way they'd like. And so we ask these questions, but every one of those has to do with your body's ability to utilize the fuel it's being given on a regular basis. And if it's good quality fuel, then why is the body not producing good energy? Why are we not sleeping well? Why are we only having a bowel movement every 3 days instead of 2 to 3 a day?
A lot of times people that are having trouble sleeping is because they like to have their bowl of cereal at night.
Carbohydrates, fast metabolizing sugars.
After about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you want to avoid those because they will actually turn to sugar quickly,
yep.
stimulate the body, and make it difficult to go to sleep.
Yep.
You know,
a little popcorn in front of the TV at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some chips of some kind, something crunchy. You know, these are the kind of things that we encourage people that say, I can go to sleep like that, but I just don't stay asleep.
Yep.
9 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10, we look at a food log, they're consuming carbs too late in the day, and it's ramping up energy, neurological energy mm-hmm. in the body. And so although physically they're ready to go to sleep and they go to sleep well, they don't stay that way. 2, 3 of them, they're wide awake and ready to go. And it's really, really debilitating to their health. So again, bowel movements, energy production, use of fuel in the body,
mm-hmm.
sleep quality, and then your basic indicators of gas, bloating, nausea, heartburn, These are all kind of things that are going to tell you, look, I'm either it's the quality of the fuel or my body's inability to break that fuel down.
Yep.
One or both is usually present, and it's real easy in most cases to identify a pattern that can be corrected with some modifications to dietary habits and then supplementation as needed. Remember, it's always diet first, supplement second.
You know, and one of the other things that is really important with digestion is the yeast bacteria balance in your gut.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure that, you know, that you don't have too much yeast in your system.
Yeah.
Or you don't have too much bacteria. Which we spoke
about last week.
Yes, we spoke about it last week, but
we just posted that in our podcast.
It is so important when it comes to breaking down foods, cravings for foods that you're not supposed to be craving.
Yeah.
You know, sugars and breads and cookies, cakes and candies and cokes.
Yep. Body's looking for quick energy, but also those things. It's trying to feast.
Right. It's trying to get fed.
Yep.
And so it makes you crave these things. So if you're craving stuff like that, you want to take a look and you know, find out from a practitioner somewhere if there's a yeast overgrowth.
I can guarantee you, man or woman trying to lose weight, you can go to the gym an hour a day, 6 days a week, and eat 1,000 calories a day, and you won't lose an ounce. It's very frustrating and very disheartening. If there's a yeast overgrowth in the gut. As we get ready to wrap up, sorry, we got to shift gears. We're running out of time. Some things we want you to be aware of from an herbal perspective that are very good at supporting digestion, safe for babies, elderly, man, woman, doesn't matter.
Helps to calm the heartburn and stuff like that.
Gives the body some raw materials that helps facilitate the missing enzymes that are supposed to be in food. Right. Peppermint's a wonderful, wonderful. Ginger tea, whether it be in the form of capsule, tincture, but ginger present, amazing. Another that takes a lot of stress off pancreas is nutmeg.
Mm-hmm.
Nutmeg's an amazing can be a part of a very effective digestive support nutrient along with your dietary changes. Fennel seed has some amazing properties in terms of, from an herbal perspective, supporting good balanced digestion. Okay. So these are just some of the things that
Plus it kind of helps to clean the gut.
Yeah, it does.
You know, your small intestines and that, it helps to clean it when it's going through.
Tell you, little kids, we see a lot of little kids. I got to throw this story in there real quick. On scrambled eggs, you know, one of the things that we've taught people a lot on our Nutrition 101 class, which, by the way, this month's class is the 24th of January. It is complimentary. It's open to the public. It takes about an hour and 15 minutes. January 24th, 6:15 p.m. at 1801 Logan Avenue. You can catch up with us there. And we have a ton of handouts all centered around this. We don't talk about supplements. We don't talk about testing and evaluations. We purely focus on the most important nutritional basics of developing dietary habits. Mm-hmm. And we see kids all the time. And in that class, we talk about scrambled eggs versus hard-boiled, over-easy, sunny-side, over-medium. A scrambled egg has been exposed to additional heat longer, and you're mixing the fat and the protein. You're intertwining that real tightly together.
And the yolk.
Yep. You're mixing that together. And I'll tell you, I can tell you, many, many times over the years, parents will bring us children with stomach aches, tummy aches. They're constantly complaining of tummy aches, You check out the child's food log, and he's been getting scrambled eggs 3 and 4 times a week. Because it's quick, easy, simple, it's protein. Mom and dad believe we're doing a great job. Kid loves it. Slap a little ketchup on it. Hopefully not, but if they do, then we're pouncing sugar on top of a protein substance that's very hard to break down and digest. So you parents out there and grandparents who have little ones who complain of tummy aches, pay very close attention to whether or not they're consuming scrambled eggs. Over easy, hard boiled, you know, sliced up, sunny side, because the overexposure to the heat really depletes the quality of that egg, mm-hmm. and it makes it much harder for the body's natural digestion to break it down. So I think we've about covered it.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground. We can today.
A lot of ground, yeah. Well, there's so much more that we could discuss on this. Certainly look to three things as we wrap up. Certainly look to join us on January 24th at 6:15 p.m. right here, if you wish. Hey, Diana, thanks for joining us. The 24th is our Nutrition 101 class. It is open to the public. We'd love to have you there. Be sure, number two, tune in to the Total Wellness Radio podcast. It's carried on about 12 different platforms. Super easy to find. Just type in Total Wellness Radio and our icon will pop up. And number three, next week, join us on the 18th of January at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right here on the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. And we are going to be talking about flu season. And more importantly, some very practical, natural, non-invasive things that you can do to bolster normal immune system function during this time of year. So, for Craig Morrison, Dan Young, thank you so much. Have a wonderful and blessed day, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.